Not the alien. The inflatable Martian.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Have you spoken to Ian yet? You've got to talk. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't.
We spoke, Mum.
And?
And... look, I'm very busy.
Oh, Adam.
I haven't got time for this. It's a very busy day for me.
There. Not a problem, was it?
I suppose not.
Everything fitted in the boot perfectly. It's actually quite deceptive. There's a lot more room than you'd think.
It's a perfectly nice car.
And much better for the environment.
Yes, Robert, I know, but... just remember, before you take such a radical step again, there are other less essential areas we can cut back on.
A big car wasn't essential.
The llamas, for instance.
Wolfie and Constanza?
But they are expensive to keep. Perhaps we can't afford them anymore.
Lindy!
No, I'm quite ready to accept I'm going to have to make some sacrifices.
Lindy, I'm just as fond of the llamas as you are. I'm certainly not going to send them back to Peru.
Oh, thank you. Did you lock the car? It doesn't seem to have a zapper.
It's locked.
Good.
Go on. Haven't you got some maypole dancing to arrange?
Jolly good.
What's that?
The Olympic torch is on its way.
Ah.
Yeah, that was one of my scouts on the phone. Chris Carter's been spotted coming down past Blossom Hill Cottage.
How did you get that courgette to light, Kenton?
Well, secret of the trade, love.
He stuck the burner from Cathy's fondue in the end.
Did you?
Oh, well, she never uses it. Well, great turnout, eh? You see, you just can't underestimate the British public's appetite for a bit of leek tossing.
Yeah, no, indeed.
Are you still not going to tell us who your celebrity guest is?
Well...
Oh, come on! I am one of your officials. Surely I deserve to know.
You just have to wait.
Well, has he or she arrived yet?
Oh, stop fishing, Dave.
No, I mean, if the torch is almost here, we're about to start, aren't we?
That's the point, actually. I should really go and fetch him.
Him!
Ha-ha!
Oh, blimey, that's Chris's cue. How fast is he running?
Kenton!
I wonder. Good. Are the dancers ready?
Kenton! Huh? What have you done to the maypole?
Oh, do you like it? Yeah, I thought it would look better in the Olympic colours.
It's not our property, Kenton. What have you done with the old ribbons?
Please
don't tell me you've thrown them away.
Let's just focus on the opening ceremony, eh? Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Kenton, I can see Chris coming now.
I've got to go.
Kenton, don't worry, Linda. I'm sure the kids will do brilliantly.
Oh, I hope so.
Well done, Chris.
You'll be fine.
Hello? Hello, could you turn off the music, please? Can you turn off the music? Music. Thanks, Simon, thanks. Right, well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Ambridge Summer Fete, and this, the inaugural Vegetable Olympic Games. Unlike the ordinary Olympics, where only athletes can compete, at the Vegetable Games, everyone is allowed. From runner beans to couch potatoes. And to open the proceedings, we have a very special guest. He's a winner in his feet. In his day, he's sprouted past all the opposition. And I know he's rooting for us today. It's Colin Lord, Borsetshire County 100 metre champion, 1952 to 1954.
Having fun?
David!
Who's in the lead now?
Well, it was Nathan Booth, but now it's...
Felix Munter?
Hunter.
Who?
I don't know. I think he's staying with someone.
Well, as long as he knows who he is, won't be able to read your writing. Ow! So, have you been watching any of the other events?
No, I've been stuck here doing the parsnip javelin and trying to calculate all the scores.
Oh, right.
Kevin said he was going to do it, but I haven't seen him.
Ruth! Dave!
There you are! I can't do the leaderboard and run the parsnip javelin.
I'm sorry. Why didn't either of you tell me people thought a real celebrity was coming?
What?
Well, apparently a rumour's been going round that Sebastian Coe was coming, or Lord Ted, somebody.
To be honest, Kenton, we did think it would be someone a little more well-known than an old county running champion.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. I mean, Colin thinks everyone's here for him. He was saying how touched he was that so many people still remember him.
Well, what do you want us to do about it?
I don't suppose you could round up the kids, could you? You know, get them to ask for his autograph?
Oh, Kenton.
Please, mate, just so he isn't disappointed.
Go on, David.
You're not doing anything now, are you?
Well, I was actually going to have a go at the javelin.
Were you?
Yeah, and the rest. Thought I might try to knock Felix Munter off the board.
Oh, well, this won't take long.
Oh. Yes, Kenton, all right.
Cheers, bro.
I didn't know what to think when I opened my curtains this morning.
Really?
There it was. Staring straight at me.
I expect it's got a fright too.
Adam, this is a serious point. The view from my home has already been desecrated by your polytunnels without having to put up with a blow-up alien.
Linda, I'm really
Now I see you've been distributing advertising here at the fete, which I hardly think is appropriate.
For goodness sake, it's only a few leaflets.
Linda.
Oh, Jennifer, hello.
Hi. Congratulations on your maypole dancing. I thought the children did ever so well.
Oh, yes, well, thank you. I think we pulled it off.
Well, you certainly did.
After the disaster it might have been. I think I was wise to opt for a simple dance, the barber's pole.
Yes, it was brilliant. Do you mind if I have a quick word with my son?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh,
thank you. Over here, Adam. Mum needs help on the white elephant.
Why? What's happened?
No, no, nothing. I just didn't want you to murder Linda. Come on, darling. Tell me what's wrong.
Mum.
You're not going to feel any better by keeping it bottled up.
Look.
What did Ian say when you spoke to him? It's just I'm concerned. I know how much you mean to each other.
He...
What?
Ian, he...
Darling.
I'm sorry, I can't do this here.
Let's go back to Honeysuckle. We can talk about it there.
So is he particularly famous in the county?
I've never heard of him. I mean, nice enough guy.
Yeah, of course.
And he seemed to get a thrill from giving the kids his autograph. Glad someone did.
Have you heard about this chap who's coming to Nets on Tuesday?
No, who's that?
What's his name? Sid did tell me. Teaches at Loxley Barrett.
Oh, Stuart Graham.
Yeah.
Hmm. They do the quick cricket together.
Yeah, that's it. Well, Alistair thought he might give him a trial run.
Oh, OK, right. Robert, we're ready for your throw.
Righty-ho.
Mm. What's the top distance again, Ruth?
OK, David, we know you're in the lead.
Just so he knows what he has to beat.
Go.
Are you happy with your parsnip, Robert?
Delighted.
Good.
Oh, remember, don't let go too soon, all right? The javelin's all about follow-through.
David.
I'm helping.
Shut up and eat your burger.
But I'm just
trying to... disqualify you. When you're ready.
Here goes.
You know... It's not bad, this Hereford burger.
Is that right? Yeah.
Any idea who makes them? Oh!
Good throw!
Wow. Actually, that's not bad.
What do you think?
Ruth, make sure you measure that carefully, all right?
So, Ian's been staying at Grey Gables since Friday.
Yes.
Oh, darling.
I really think it might be over, Mum.
Oh, no. No, I'm sure that's not true. You can work this out.
How? He's so determined. He doesn't seem to see that it'll never work.
What won't exactly?
This whole baby scheme. They're only thinking of themselves, Mum. They don't seem to have even considered what the child might need, that it might quite like a stable family, not being passed around like a doll between the two of them.
Oh, sweetheart... It's not as if you were brought up in the perfect family unit.
Oh, I know, but...
And you don't resent me for that, do you?
No, of course not.
So what's really frightening you?
Well, it's... It's just not a good arrangement.
For who, Adam?
Well, all right, then. For me. I mean, Mads and Ian are going to share this massive thing between them. How am I ever going to be a part of that? And I don't believe this arrangement will work. And by that time, there'll be a...
What?
No, it's selfish.
Go on, just say.
Well, once there is a baby, if we do have any problems, I'm always going to come second. Ian's already said as much.
Parents are always going to put their child first, darling.
Exactly. And I'll end up losing him. Mind you, it looks as though I've lost him already.
Unless you compromise.
What?
Adam. system, there is no such thing as a perfect relationship. Everyone has aspects of their partners that they have to come to terms with. But you do, because some relationships are... well, they're too special just to chuck away.
I guess.
That's what I've had to do.
I know.
In any case, has it ever occurred to you you might actually develop feelings for this child?
What do you mean?
Well, to be honest, I'm surprised. I thought you liked children.
I do.
You've got all these pictures of you in Africa surrounded by these little ones.
This is different. I'd be bringing this child up.
That's frightening, is it?
I've never wanted to be a father.
Oh, well, that's a shame. I think you'd be a marvellous dad.
You do?
Yes, you'd be wonderful.
It's not as if it would be mine, anyway.
Maybe that's the real problem. Darling, it wouldn't matter.
No. No, I don't think I can do it.
Look, a child's a child, and it would be coming into a loving relationship. Would that really be so terrible?
It just goes to show there's always a silver lining.
Robert, honest.
No, this has totally changed my perspective on life. From now on, whatever hardships are thrown my way, I can always say I'm a vegetable Olympian. And you can say you're married to one.
Indeed I can.
Hello again.
Hi.
Hello. Adam.
Linda.
Oh, I meant to say, was that a new car I saw you in earlier?
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly new.
But it's a good little run around.
We've decided we ought to downsize.
Oh, I see.
Bobby, you need it on the podium.
Did you win?
Only bronze. David here got the gold.
Oh, well done, David.
What can I tell you?
My dad's the champion.
Hey, thank you, Joshy.
So who won silver?
Someone called Felix Munter.
Hunter.
Who? I've no idea, but he's waiting for us.
Let's not dally, then.
I want a big cheer now, Josh.
We'll all give you a big cheer, won't we, Josh?
Yes.
You must be very proud of your daddy.
He did really well.
He did. Isn't that right, Adam?
Mmm.
Davy's very lucky to have a little boy who's so proud of him.
Okay, Mum.
Just don't discount it, darling. It might make you very happy.
Nigel?
Hmm?
Nigel, you're not still up here, are you?
Yes.
Well, you need to come down now. I'm off to the Borsetshire show.
Oh, right. Okay.
Nigel.
What?
You can't stay in the attic all day. You need to make some calls.
Huh?
Our delivery of bark chippings has just arrived. Titcomb's ordered 10 times as much as we actually need.
Why has he done that?
I don't know. I think he put an extra naught on the end. He didn't seem sure himself, but I need you to phone the suppliers and get them to take it back.
Right you are.
So you'll do that, will you?
Yes, yes. Look what I've found, darling.
I'm sorry, Nigel, I've got to go. Ruth's expecting me.
Oh, just wait 1 minute.
I can see you found some paintings.
Ah!
Did they belong to your mother?
No. In fact, I think Daddy must have hung on to them. They're by my great-uncle Rupert.
Oh, right.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wondered what they were at first. But no, look at the initial in the corner. RGP 1914. He must have painted this just before he went to France.
Did he fight in the war then?
Oh, yes. He died at Ypres, I believe.
I see.
Poor chap. I think he got pushed into the army by my great-grandfather. All he really ever wanted to be was an artist.
Shame.
Right. Not that he had a terrific talent or anything, of course.
No, I was going to say, they're not exactly brilliant.
Naive.
Yes.
Although a couple of them are quite charming. Where did I put them? They're all local landscapes.
Nigel.
Sorry. Everything's so dusty.
Listen, darling, I'm going to have to go. I'm already late.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, fair enough. Have fun. Aha! Here it is. View across the Vale. What do you think?
Honestly?
Yes, honestly.
Well, I wouldn't choose it myself, but I can see it does have a certain charm.
Hmm.
Now, I must get on. And please, sweetheart, will you remember to call the chipping suppliers?
Brent, can I have some buns, please? Onion, sir?
Get yourself.
Hey, I just need a few slicing.
I said I'm busy, I'm doing the potatoes.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I didn't realise. I'll just be a sec, OK? It's going well, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Perfect pitch, too. And after all the fuss we caused to get a space here, I was half expecting to be put next to the toilets or something.
Ow.
Not right by the entrance. Obviously, going to the show president pulled the right strings.
Well, if it carries on like this, we're going to run out of stock.
You reckon?
Have you looked inside the chiller unit? Excuse me.
Well, I brought plenty with us. Thought we might have a busy day.
Well, there's only a dozen or so trays left now.
Oh, well, I suppose that's great, isn't it? Let's keep this up and then we can go home early.
Sounds good to me.
What did I say? I knew we'd have a good day. Right, better serve this gentleman.
Oh, and Tom.
Yeah?
Do me a favour. Give this potato to that guy over there, will you?
Josh, come on now, stop that.
It's okay, Ruth.
Don't taunt Lily and Freddy.
Really, it's fine. They're only playing.
I'm sorry, I don't know what's got into him.
Well, he's obviously very proud.
He's a big show-off, more like. He hasn't taken that gold medal off since David won it yesterday.
Well, I honestly don't think Lily or Freddy could care less.
Josh!
Now, if Nigel were here...
Ah, well, yeah.
Now, that might be a different matter. He was still grumbling about it over breakfast.
I don't blame him. I couldn't believe how strict Phil was.
He broke the rules, Ruth. He stepped over the line.
But to disqualify him from leek tossing...
It was a no throw.
You're as bad as your dad. Josh, if you don't stop waving that medal about, I'm going to take it off you.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter with him? Any other child would have ripped the foil off by now and eaten the chocolate.
Did you see Clary yesterday, by the way?
Well, yeah, I saw her. I didn't actually have a chance to speak to her. Why, did you?
No. I wouldn't have known what to say. I haven't seen her for such a long time, and well, she seems so drawn.
Oh, she's not looking well, is she?
Well, I thought she'd lost weight.
I wouldn't be surprised. She must be so worried.
Can't imagine what that must be like. Freddy! Lily, don't run too far.
Can I get you anything?
It's tempting.
I can recommend the burgers.
No, I better not. They'll only want something and I don't want to spoil their appetites.
Yeah, shall we just get them drinks then?
Yeah, Tom does juice or squash, doesn't he?
I expect so. Tom!
Oh, hi there, Ruth. Just one sec.
It's okay. We were just wondering, have you got any soft drinks for the kids?
Let's have a look. We've only got a couple of cans of pop left, I'm afraid. That's £3.50, please, sir.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hi, Brenda.
Three cans of lemonade, then, please.
Can you get those, please, Bren? I need to get the last of the sausages from the chiller.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry, I can't chat.
No, I'm glad to see you're busy. Bit different from yesterday here, Brenda.
Just a lot. Still, we didn't do too bad. Made quite a bit for the fate. There you go.
Yeah, Mum was saying.
Two Templeys, Ruth.
It looks as if they're going to make about £2,000 this year.
Really? That's good.
Some of it's going to go towards taking the ivy off the church tower.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah.
It's not usual for an Olympic Games to make a profit, is it?
Right. What have we got?
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Tom, is it?
That's right.
Of Tom Archer's Gourmet Grills?
Yeah.
Oh, great stuff. Nice to meet you. Having a good day, are you? But your van is looking pretty sparse.
Yeah, absolutely. We're almost sold out, actually.
Oh, good for you.
Are you,
It's a great event. One of the best county shows in the country.
Sure.
Lots of folk here. You can really clean up.
Certainly can.
As you've discovered, eh?
Yeah.
Haven't you, lad?
Yeah, we have, actually. What about you?
A bit sly, though, wasn't it?
Eh?
Going direct to the show president to get your pitch.
Oh.
That was a little bit cheeky.
Well...
Wasn't it, Tom?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, yes, you do. You know you pulled a fast one.
Well, I suppose.
Pulling rank like that. That wasn't very clever.
Sorry?
Because if you want to get ahead in this business, mate, you better learn not to go around breaking the rules.
Oh, hey, now, hang on.
I'm only giving you some friendly advice.
I haven't broken any rules. I'm a local supplier at my local show.
Tom.
And if people didn't think I should be here, then they wouldn't be buying my product.
Oh, calm down. I just heard there was a new fellow on the circuit and I thought I'd check him out.
Now, you listen to me.
That's all. And now I've put a face to a name, haven't I?
Who are you, anyway?
Catch you later, Tom.
Wait, who are you? I want your name.
Tom.
I want your name.
What's going on? Who was that? Tom?
It was no one. Just another idiot reckons he can scare me off.
Oh, God, he was threatening you, wasn't he? What did he say?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
No, it doesn't. The message wasn't even from him anyway.
Wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, who was it from then?
It was from...
Who?
What's his name? The guy who owns the franchise to hand out all the catering here.
Well, Malcolm Beck?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's got to be. This guy accused me of pulling rank.
Right.
And we went above Mr. Beck's head. Obviously, he's decided we need putting in our place.
Oh, no, a bit of camping would do me fine.
Really?
I'd be happy with any kind of holiday.
Oh, no, not for me.
What with Shula and Alistair going on Friday.
What on earth?
And Sam and Kirsty next
Nigel.
Week.
Nigel!
Oh, hello, darling. Ruth, have you had a nice day?
What are you doing?
Hmm?
Why are all these paintings down here?
Oh, are these the ones done by your relative?
Yes, did Lizzie tell you? I thought I'd bring them down and give them a clean.
But Nigel...
It's incredible how filthy they were.
I've got to start cooking dinner soon.
Oh. Oh, right, yes. I see what you mean.
I don't suppose you've phoned the Chippings people, have you?
No. Sorry. Look, if we just move everything off the counters onto the table...
Whose toothbrush is that?
Ah, I needed something to clean the gilt. I suppose, really, I should have been extra specially careful and dabbed away at them for hours with a cotton bud, but...
Yeah, but you thought you'd use every cloth in the kitchen instead.
They're not bad, are they?
You are joking, Ruth.
Well, no, I mean, I know I'm not an expert, but, well, to be honest, I admire anyone who can paint something that's recognisable.
One thing's for sure, Uncle Rupert certainly wasn't afraid of the brush.
Exactly. They're exuberant.
Slapdash is probably a better description.
No, Lizzie. Look, they might not be to our taste, but it's been rather a joy uncovering Uncle Rupert's paintings. Like washing a pebble in the sea and watching all the colours come out.
OK, Nigel.
I'll show you. But just pass me that cloth. Oh, come on.
All right. There you go.
I haven't cleaned this one yet. That's a bit dry. Oh, well, we'll give it a go.
Did you know you'd got these?
Nigel did.
They must have been up in the attic for years.
Decades.
We're getting there. Come on. Let's brighten up that sky.
Careful, Nigel. I think something just flaked off.
What? Oh.
It's probably improved it.
Oh, dear. Well, don't worry. It's only a small patch.
Hold on, though. I think there might be something underneath.
Really?
Yes. Look. It's another painting.
What are you doing?
I need a knife. Let's see what's under there.
Are you sure, Nigel? You don't want to make it worse.
There. Uh-huh. Just look at that. I think it's a tree.
Yes.
Well, what do you think he's done? Painted over one of his own?
I suppose he must have. He couldn't have been happy with what he'd done.
Nigel, don't chip away any more. I mean, even if Uncle Rupert didn't want anyone to see, it's not going to be any better than the one on top, is it?
That's true.
Now, come on. Enough with the forensic art. I've got a meal to prepare.
Well, I still reckon this could be linked.
Hmm?
All these threats. I mean, first there was the guy at the point to point.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't too long after that that the tyres got slashed.
I know.
And now this. I mean, all these caterers, Tom, they're all pals with each other. What if this is like a coordinated effort?
I didn't think they were that intelligent.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know you are.
This isn't a joke. I'm really worried.
And I agree. I think you could be right.
Do you?
Yeah. And even if they aren't linked, then we're obviously getting up a lot of people's noses.
It's not on. I mean, they shouldn't be able to intimidate us like this.
Oh, who said anything about being intimidated?
Oh, come on.
Just because they don't like the competition.
Yeah, you need to be careful, though.
Careful?
I don't want you getting hurt.
That's not going to happen.
How do you know?
Look, we are new, we are successful. As far as they're concerned, I'm just a kid. They're far more threatened by me than I am by them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Besides, it's not like they've done much so far. Most of it's just been posturing.
You shouldn't tempt fate.
Bren.
You've no idea what they might do.
I'm not going to be bullied out of my own business. So if they want to team up against me, then let them. It won't do any good. Gourmet Grills is here to stay.
Yeah, yeah,
All right, I'm coming.
What are you doing in there?
Hold on.
Roy?
I've just come back from Nets and I couldn't find you. Thought you might fancy a drink.
Oh.
So?
No, I'm not sure, Roy. I'm tired. I was just going to shower and veg out.
Look, well, save the water and come and veg out in the bar.
Nah, I don't know.
What else are you going to do? Mope around in your room?
Look, I know what you're trying to do.
What? I just want a drink. But everyone at Nets was too miserable to join me. Come on. You don't have to tell me what's happened. We'll just have a chat.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hello, here is Siobhan Donovan.
Come on, Siobhan, pick up, why don't you? Oh, who's there?
Ryan?
Adam. What are you doing skulking around next to Tom's van?
Sorry.
I thought you'd gone home.
No.
Right.
No, I was just, well, I was...
You don't have to explain.
I was having a think, that's all. What about you? Trying to get hold of someone?
Oh, yes, yeah. Just one of the chaps on the board. Thought I'd enjoy the evening air.
Oh, it is a lovely night.
Mm. Right, well, I suppose I might as well...
No, you make your call. I'm going now anyway.
Oh, okay.
Early start tomorrow.
What, Ian working tonight, is he?
Yeah. I'll see you.
Night.
Brian?
Yes?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, what?
When you married Mum... Hmm? How did you feel about taking on Debbie and me?
Well...
I mean, were you happy? Did you mind taking on someone else's children?
No. No, I don't believe so. I mean, you children, you were part of your mother. And I loved her, so I suppose I was happy to...
Sure. Right.
Very strange question, though. What's this about?
Nothing.
You're not fretting about something else Debbie's done, are you?
No, forget it. It doesn't matter. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right then, Adam. Fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Come on then. Out with it.
Hey?
What's going on with you and Adam?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
I lied. If you want, I can tell you about the cricket.
It's a complicated story.
Just give me the basics.
I've got this friend, Mads.
Yeah, she came to visit, right?
Right. Well, she's been through a divorce and she's not sure if or when she wants to get into another relationship.
Okay.
But what she does really want is, well...
Yeah?
She wants a baby. With me. I mean, not with me. Just with me. I'd be the father.
Right.
Oh, look, sorry. Look, it doesn't matter. I said it was complicated.
No. So, What, do you want to have this baby?
More than anything. But Adam...
He doesn't?
No.
Oh, I see.
Well, look, it's all right. I don't expect you to understand.
No, of course I understand.
But it's just when you're never going to be able to have a child of your own as a couple.
Yeah.
You look as though you agree with Adam.
No, Ian, honestly.
You think I'm being selfish? That there's no way this can work?
No, I don't, actually.
But I'd do anything for that child. It would have all the love in the world. But
Ian, I understand. I mean, really. I remember when Kate told me she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That changed everything. And I'm not talking about when she was born or the fight we had in the courts. I mean, just the idea of being a father.
That's it.
It changes the whole way you feel about your life.
Exactly. I'd never given it that much thought, but when Mads suggested it,
I just wish Adam could understand that.
Maybe he's jealous.
Well, you can't stand Mads.
No, I mean jealous of you becoming a father. Perhaps it's something he'd like for himself.
But Roy, he'd be completely part of it. I mean, we want him to be totally involved in bringing up, wee James or wee Orla.
I beg your pardon?
It's just Mads and I were chucking around names.
I see.
What?
Nothing. No, nothing at all. It's just, this baby really exists for you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It does, Roy. It does. I only wish Adam wasn't making me choose.
Brian, I haven't been ignoring your calls, but it's late. I've only just got Rory off to sleep.
Okay, I'm sorry, but what about my email? I sent that on Friday. Why haven't you replied?
I was thinking.
About what?
About whether or not it's a good idea for you to come and visit a course. Oh, look, Brian.
Well, why wouldn't it be?
Look, I'm not having an easy time at the moment.
No, I know.
I really don't know how Rory would react to seeing you. I mean, the poor child, he's got two absent fathers now.
Hang on, Siobhan, I'm Rory's father.
He doesn't understand that, though. He just wants to know why Dieter isn't here to play with him.
Is Dieter still seeing him?
Once or twice a week.
Well, Siobhan.
He loves him.
Now, listen to me.
If you turn up, I'm worried that'll just confuse Rory even more.
You don't owe Dieter anything. I mean, how long do you honestly expect him to be around? He's not Rory's father. He'll drift away.
Brian.
It's the perfect time for me to come over to see him.
Well, no.
So he knows who his proper dad is. We'll always be there for him. I'd have thought this would have been the ideal time for me to visit.
When did you say it would be again?
Well, I'm visiting Debbie in Hungary in about 3 weeks' time. I can be with you after that.
Right.
It'd be lovely to see you again. And I'm sure it'd be good for Rory.
How does Jennifer feel about all this?
Oh, that's not a problem.
Does she know you're coming to see me?
Well, I just said you don't need to worry. So, am I coming? I mean, it sounded just then like you decided...
Oh, all right, Brian. Yes. You can visit.
You never know. You might be good.
I doubt that.
Look, Stuart's very fast. He's going to be a real asset. So, I'm so glad Alistair's decided to sign him up.
I'm pleased for you.
Well, and now that we got another decent player on the team, Kev might be easier to persuade.
Good.
Ian.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Adam.
Evening, Roy.
What are you doing here?
Look, I'll get out your way.
Thanks.
Okay, right. Cheers again for the drink.
Oh, no problem. See you.
I was worried I wasn't going to find you.
Yeah. Roy invited me down.
Right.
Adam.
No, don't say anything. Let me talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry. For everything. I love you, Ian. The last thing I want to do is lose you.
Adam.
No, listen. I want you to have the baby with Mads. I'll admit I still might not find it easy, but you're the most important thing in my life. And if this is going to fulfill something inside you, then I'll support you all the way. You can say something now.
Adam.
Ian, please come home. The house has felt so empty without you.
I want to come home.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But I've heard all this before.
What?
You told me before you just needed time to come around to the idea.
I know.
And you didn't.
But I've thought about it properly now.
Besides, I don't want you to just go along with this for my sake. I want you to want it too.
And I do.
But you don't. You just said you wouldn't find it easy.
But I do want to try. Just help me.
Help you?
Yes. I'm scared. That's why I've been reacting the way I have. You and Mads, you're already so close, and now you're going to have this child. I don't know how I'm going to fit in.
But we've already talked about this. I told you, I wanted you to play a complete part.
But I need to feel it, you know? You have to tell me if you've contacted a clinic or you're going to visit Mads.
Oh, no. Sorry. That was a mistake.
And I've got to give her another chance.
And you might fall in love with her if you did.
Expect I might. But
But no, you're right, actually. It's not enough for me just to support you. I'm going to be this child's father too. I need to be involved in every step.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what does that mean?
That means... okay. You've said everything I need to hear.
So, you're going to come home?
Yeah. I'm going to come home.
And we're going to go ahead with this?
Yeah. And we're going to have a baby.
We're going to have a baby.
We're going to have a baby.
I've never imagined I'd be saying that.
No. Oh. Thank you, Adam. You don't know how much this means to me.
That's the thing, though. I do.
Well, you've got yourself into a fine old state, haven't you? Ready to tell me your name yet? No? How's the head? You were making a right fuss when you got brought in. You didn't want to let me clean you up, remember? Look, I've come to tell you they're going to discharge you. If you don't give me the name or number of someone I can call, you're going to be back out on the street. So come on, who can I call? Have you got friends or family near Barchester? What about a partner? You know I don't have to do this. We've patched you up. This isn't a hotel. But if you go back out there, you're only going to get another kick in. And what's going to happen then? You'll be back in here with me pestering and prodding you and trying to make you give me a name of someone I can call.
All right.
There must be somebody. Mom? Dad?
No.
Who then?
Oliver Sterling.
What was that?
Oliver Sterling.
And who did I say I'm calling about?
Ed. Just tell him it's Ed.
Caroline? Caroline, where are you?
In the bathroom. What's happened? Who was that on the phone?
It's Ed, darling.
Ed?
He's been found.
What?
That was the hospital on the phone. Nurse from Borchester General.
He's in Borchester?
Yeah, can you believe it? But... apparently he was brought in earlier this evening. They found him duffed up in a doorway.
Oh, God.
No, he's all right, he's all right. No serious damage, she said. Ah!
Oh, hold on! Why did they call you? Why are you getting dressed?
I'm going to the hospital, of course. I'm going to bring him home.
Home?
That's right.
But what about Clary and Eddie?
I don't know.
But whatever, for goodness sake, they need to know...
Caroline! They're discharging him. I have to get there before he disappears again.
Oliver!
I'm sorry, I've got to go. Ed? Ed, is that you?
Hell.
Ed. No. Wait there. Come back.
No, go home, Oliver.
Hold on.
I shouldn't have asked him to call you.
Come on. Don't walk away.
I'm sorry they made me.
Well, I'm here now.
Listen, thanks for coming.
That eye looks sore.
What?
It's all bloodshot.
No, it's nothing.
Oh, Ed.
No, it's okay. I can look after myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. But is that what you want?
What do you mean?
Ed, this isn't you. Come back to the farm. We'll get you cleaned up, get some food into you.
No!
Why not?
It's better if I don't come back.
Oh, Ed, that's nonsense and you know it. We've all been frantic wondering where you are. Come on. Let's get you into the car. And when we get home, you can have a hot meal, deep bath, and then we'll get you settled down in the spare room, eh?
I don't know.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, of course it does.
It only needs to be for one night.
Did you call anyone?
How do you mean?
When the hospital rang, did you call anyone?
No. I came straight here. Seems like it was a lucky thing I did too. So, you gonna come back with me? Or have you got, somewhere else to go?
No. I'll come back with you.
Good. Well, I'm parked just over here. This way. Ed, hey, it's all right. I got you. You okay?
Yeah.
Do we need to take you back inside?
No, don't. I'm just tired.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Been drinking?
What?
No, it doesn't matter. Come on. So where the hell have you been sleeping?
Here and there. I did have a half-decent patch in the gardens, you know.
What? The memorial gardens?
Yeah, there's like a space behind the hedges by the bandstand.
I see.
But they threw me out.
You've been in Borchester all this time?
No, I've only been back a few days.
Right. Here we are. In you get. I'll just kick the Wellingtons out the way. Yeah.
Who is it?
Oh, it's all right. Only Caroline. Oh, mind your leg. Caroline?
Oh, Oliver, what's happening?
We're on our way back.
You've got him?
Yeah, he's in a dreadful state. Barely anything of him.
Do you need anything ready for when you get back?
Well, I suppose some soup and bread might be good.
Right. And what about Carrie and Eddie?
Wrong.
We've got to let them know.
I know, but...
We can't have Ed staying here with us while they still think he's missing.
I know, but it's tricky, darling.
It's not fair.
I don't think he wants them to know.
They're his parents, Oliver.
Yeah, of course.
But we've got to let them know.
Eddie, please, shut up, love. He's snoring ever so loud. Oh, God. Eddie?
Eh?
His phone.
What?
Oh, please, God.
Harry, where are you going?
Would you answer the telephone?
I don't understand.
It's 2:30 in the morning. Get up. Oh, yes, hold on. Oh, dear, please don't ring off. I'm here. Hello?
Carrie?
Yes?
It's Oliver. Sorry to call so late. I've got some news.
Is it Edward?
Yes, he's here with us at Grange Farm. Carrie?
Yes?
Did you hear me? He's here and he's safe.
I
picked him up from the hospital about an hour ago.
I'm sorry, did you say hospital?
A nurse called me from Borchester General. He gave her my name. Now listen to me, Terry. He's all right, but he's been beaten up. But he's okay, he's fine.
See? Yes. Oh, my Lord, that's wonderful.
We were called earlier, but I wanted to be sure of the situation.
What is it? What's happening?
I hope you understand.
Oh, yes.
Is it about Edward?
Can we come and see him?
Well, he's very tired.
Clary?
But of course, if you want to come over...
Oh, yes, yes. We'll be straight there.
What's happened?
Goodbye.
Was that him? Is he okay?
Yes, darling, he's okay.
Oh, thank God.
No.
Oh, Clary.
It was Oliver. Edward is with him over at Grange Farm.
What?
He picked him up from the hospital. Oh, he's been beaten up, love. But he's all right.
No. Hold on.
We need to get dressed.
No, wait. Why did Oliver pick him up from the hospital?
He'd been hurt.
No. Why Oliver?
Well, he said something about a nurse calling him. I ain't sure. I think Edward gave him his number. I wouldn't take it all in. Come on. Oliver said we could go and visit.
Oh, he did he?
Eddie? What is it? Edward's come home.
No, he ain't.
What you talking about?
He's gone to Stirling. Well, if that's who he wants...
Oh, no, Eddie, not now. Don't do this.
Serious, Clary? Why would he call him and not us? Doesn't he realise the worry he's put us through?
Well, I know.
He should have phoned.
Oh, Eddie, love.
What was he doing in Borchester, any role? I mean, how long's he been there, eh? All this time?
I don't know.
All this time while we've been worrying and searching. And he's only been up the road.
Well, he was probably scared. Never thought about that. Yes, Eddie, he knows the trouble he's caused. I expect he were worried how we'd react. So, come on, let's go round there now and tell him he don't need to be frightened and then he can come back here, can't he? Oh, Eddie, come on, love. I know you're angry.
No,
but it's over now. Edward's just on the other side of the village.
I'm sorry.
But you ain't going to go and see your own son? After he's been missing for almost 3 months, living, well, God knows where, surviving God knows how.
No, Clary. No, I'm not.
Well, is it any wonder he didn't call?
He didn't call? Because he couldn't care less?
He didn't call because of this. He didn't call because of you.
Because you're so damn stubborn.
Clary.
What kind of father are you? You won't just take this small step that could put everything right again.
What kind of son's he been, eh? What about that?
Oh, Eddie.
The damage he's done to this family.
It ain't up to him.
The pain he's caused.
We're his parents. It shouldn't matter what he's done.
Well, it matters to me. He's gone too far.
Well, fine.
What?
Nothing. You abandon him if you want to.
I have not abandoned him. I'm here. If he wants to come and talk to me.
Oh, yeah, crawling on his hands and knees.
He has to learn.
Oh, I know what he's learned, Eddie.
What are you doing?
Well, I ain't staying here no longer.
You can't just go out in your coat and slippers.
I can and I will. And do you know why? Because nothing in this world would stop me from seeing my son.
Clary, come in.
Hello, Oliver.
I'm sorry
about the nightgown.
What? Oh.
I thought it were best to come straight over.
Yeah, of course. You must be so relieved.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Well, I could hardly believe it when I got the phone call.
Is he...
Yes, he's upstairs. Follow me. We put him to bed just before I rang you. I thought he might want a bath, but, he was so exhausted. He could barely keep his eyes open in the car.
Right.
He did have some soup, though.
When did the hospital call?
It must have been around 1 o'clock. But as I said, I wanted to get him back here.
I'm sure you did what you thought was best.
Yes.
Oh, hello, Clary.
Hello, Caroline.
Oh, I am so pleased for you.
Thank you.
You've been so brave throughout this whole time.
Well, it's over now.
I should warn you, Clary. You might be a little shocked when you see him.
Oh?
Well, he's lost a lot of weight and got a cut lip and quite a bit of bruising around his face.
Oh, I see. And he's grown a beard.
And he does smell quite badly of alcohol, too.
Right.
I just thought, you know, you ought to be prepared.
Yes, thank you. Oh, and I mean that for everything, thank you.
No, Clary, we're all delighted to have him back.
He's just in here. This one?
Yep.
Oh.
Something wrong?
No. No, it's just when we lived here, it used to be his room.
Oh.
But it didn't matter. Thanks again.
Will you be all right?
Fine.
We'll be downstairs. Take as long as you want.
Okay. Edward? Are you awake?
Oh, dear. Hope we've done the right thing.
Oh, we didn't have a choice.
Mm.
Did you say where Eddie was?
No, but where's he going to be at this time of night, eh?
Whatever reason Eddie has for not coming, it's between him and Ed.
Well, maybe I should have tried to persuade him to phone them himself.
Eh? Oliver, you've done all you could. They know he's safe now. Where they go from here is up to them.
Oh, Edward. My little boy. What have you done to yourself? Where's that handsome young man gone? Where'd you put him, eh? Nah, don't wake up. You feel a lot better after a good night's sleep. He's a good boy. Oh, you've had us all worried, you have. Me, your granddad, your dad. Would you scare us like that, eh? Don't you know how much we love you?
Mum?
Yes, don't wake up. You need your rest.
Mum?
I'm here. You're all right.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
It's all right, darling. You don't need to be sorry.
I thought no one would
care. It's fine. Shh, no.
I'm sorry.
You're home and you're safe. And that's the only thing that matters.
I suppose I should be pleased they finally gave in. I just can't believe how difficult they were about it.
No.
I mean, what did they think we were going to do with all those bark chippings? I know it's good for keeping moisture in the soil, but...
That's right.
Titcomb had better realise the trouble he's caused.
Yes.
There's 2 hours on the phone before they agree to take it back. Nigel, are you listening?
Hmm? Sorry.
What are you staring at?
The old oak. Down there by the copse.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
I think it might be the tree in my uncle's painting. Well, you know, in the fragment we uncovered. I reckon if you chipped away the rest of that painting, you'd find a picture of the grounds under there.
It's possible.
Oh, well. We're never going to know. Hopefully it'll be sold in the Borsetshire Landscapes exhibition along with the rest.
Oh, so you're sure about that?
Yes. I mean, I know Daddy hung on to them for sentimental reasons. But apart from that, they don't mean anything to me. And it's not as if anyone else in the family remembers Uncle Rupert.
You don't need to feel guilty.
No. And at least they won't just be gathering dust.
Hmm.
Here comes Titcomb to destroy our peace.
You might just want to check with Lewis. Make sure he's got space in the gallery for me.
I'm sure he will.
He might not even want to display the painting now it's damaged. It's going to be difficult to sell.
That's true. Well, it could always go for its frame, can't it? I said, can't it, Lizzie?
Nigel?
What?
Where's Titcomb going? I mean, we don't usually mow down there, do we?
Hmm?
Oh, my God! Nigel, quick!
What?
Run after it! There's no one on board!
Oh, heck!
Stop it, Nigel! Before it kills somebody!
Oh, I did put a jumper in here.
Poor lad, he must be exhausted. I don't reckon I could have woken him yesterday, even if I tried.
No, I know. He's shattered.
Still, I'm sure all that sleep's doing him good.
Yeah. Right, just let me get my keys from your handbag.
Yeah, well, you give me that bag. Yeah.
Oh, tap.
Now, where's Eddie today?
He's doing the baling over Bridge Farm.
Ah.
He were off first thing. Well, OK. Oh, no, who's that now? Emma.
Morning, Clary. Joe.
Hello, Emma, love.
Sorry, were you about...
What did you want, Emma?
I heard Ed was back.
That's right. He's at Grouch Farm.
How is he?
He's all right.
Really?
He's very tired.
Oh, but that's such fantastic news. I was scared to believe it when Mike told me. Is it true he's been sleeping in the memorial gardens?
That's what he told Oliver.
And he was taken to casualty?
Yes. He'd been attacked.
Oh, God.
But he's a strong boy, love. He'll be all right.
No, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. You're going to see him now, are you?
Yep.
I don't suppose I could come with you, could I? Oh, it'd be so wonderful to see him.
Emma.
And I've got so many things I have to tell him.
I don't think that's a good idea. Like Joe said, he's very tired.
But please.
I don't think you should see him, Emma. If you want what's best for him, you'll leave him alone. He's been through enough.
I missed him too, Clary.
Well, it ain't about you, though, is it? Joe? You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Let's go, then. Can I get by, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry to have held you up.
There you are.
Oliver.
Take a look at the cows, eh?
What?
New dairy herd.
Yeah.
Looking good, aren't they? They're milking well, too.
Great.
Actually, it's quite a big day today. The environmental health officer's coming over to check the pasteuriser. We failed a couple of weeks ago, you see. Problem with the heat exchanger. So, fingers crossed.
Sure.
But provided we pass this time, well, it's... It's all waiting here for you, eh?
Well, Oliver.
Yeah?
You haven't got a drink, have you?
Yeah, of course. What do you want? Tea? Coffee?
Oh, no, I didn't really mean that.
Eh? But...
Oh, no, forget it. It don't matter.
If you're talking about alcohol...
No, I wasn't.
Edward, my lad! You're up!
Hello!
Clary, Joe.
Oh, my, don't you look better already. Come here. Come on.
Mum.
Well, you wasn't yourself with that beard.
Yeah, well, you had a good wash and a shave, didn't you, Eddie?
Yeah. Oh, you're so thin.
Mum, I'm okay.
You to eat. You're to get plenty of food inside of you.
Oh, don't you worry.
You've neglected yourself for far too long.
We'll get the weight back on him.
Oh, Edward.
Mum, honestly, you don't have to hug me. I'm fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're going to say hello to your grandfather?
You all right?
Am I all right? I thought I might be in my grave before I saw you again.
Dad?
Oh, it ain't good for a man of my age, all that worry.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, but my word, my boy, are you a sight for sore eyes?
Titcomb?
Hello?
Anybody here?
Titcomb, where are you?
This is ridiculous.
Titcomb!
He's not in here, Nigel.
Well, where can he be? If he's not in his workshop, he's not going to be anywhere else.
Then I guess he must have evaporated into thin air.
I'm beginning to wonder.
Well, at least it doesn't look as if he's hurt himself.
No.
I wondered if he'd had a heart attack or something.
It's bizarre. Why would you start the mower off and then disappear? Thank goodness it didn't cause an accident. What?
I'm sorry.
No, no, no. It isn't funny.
Well, it is a little. I don't think I've ever seen you run so fast.
It was very dangerous. I could have had my toes off jumping on board like that.
Especially when you fell off again.
I don't know. You risk life and limb wrestling the spinning blades of a runaway mower.
I know.
You tame the mechanical beast and stop it causing untold damage.
All right.
And what do you receive for this superhuman effort? You get made a figure of fun.
You're not a figure of fun.
That mower was heading straight towards the rare breeds enclosure, I'll have you know.
I know. It was very heroic. And I'm sure when we find Titcomb, he'll be eternally grateful to you.
I should hope so. But it doesn't look as if we're ever going to find him, does it?
All right, then. Your mother only wants to know where you've been. We've been having all kinds of thoughts about what might have happened to you.
But I know, it's just...
It's okay, love. Okay.
It's a lot, you know, being back here.
Yeah, I know. Just take it slow. You were saying...
What were you doing in London?
I don't know. Nothing much. Just getting by.
But you were sleeping on the street?
Yes! Yeah, it was.
Oh, Edward.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to keep saying that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, I need some water.
Yeah, that's all right, that's all right. You stay there. I'll get it.
So when did you come back up here?
Got 2-3 weeks ago.
3 weeks?
It might have been less. I'm not sure. I haven't exactly been keeping track, you know?
It's all right, all right.
Look, it's not like I was in Borchester all that time. I've been sleeping in barns and sheds and picking up bits of work here and there.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not been that bad.
So, what brought you back to Borchester, then?
I don't really know.
You must have had a reason, look.
Not really.
Did you think someone might spot you?
No. No, I don't know. I guess I was hungry. Skipping's better.
Skipping?
Yeah, you know, food you find in skips.
Oh!
Edward.
Look, this all sound. They throw out loads.
Why didn't you call us?
Grandad, please.
Would you rather eat out of a bin than come home to your family?
No, I just couldn't, okay?
Well, you were so close.
Shall we know why? It's his father.
Is that right?
Look, I...
Edward, your father's been just as worried about you as we all
are. Yeah, right.
He has.
Then how come he's not here?
Excuse me, yeah, sorry to interrupt, but there's someone here to see you, Ed.
Who?
Ed, it's me.
No, I don't want to see her.
Ed, please.
No, please don't let her in.
Yeah, Emma, maybe you should...
No, I just want to tell her how sorry I am.
Emma, I told you not to come. He ain't strong enough.
Ed.
No.
Oh, God, look at you.
Emma, please, he don't want you here.
Would you just let me explain?
I'm not interested.
I still love you, Ed.
Stop.
Oh. Emma!
So does Georgie!
For God's sake, why won't you just leave my sons alone? He just wants to be left alone with his family.
No! I just want to be left alone. By all of you.
Edward.
That's all I ever wanted.
Oh. Edward, where are you going?
Just leave me alone.
Nigel, it's no good. I've got to get on.
Me too. I need to speak to Lewis about the exhibition.
Okay, well, I mean, he's got to turn up.
What is going on with Titcomb? He doesn't seem to have his mind on the job at all at the moment.
I haven't a clue. Right.
Yeah, I'll see you, darling.
Are you not...
No, I'll go round past the orangery.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh, remember, we've got a meeting with the cleaning people this afternoon.
Yep. Hold on. Lizzie, wait.
What?
Quick! Over here.
What is it?
Through the window. In the laundry.
Move over, I can't see. The sun's reflecting.
Sorry. Can you see now?
Yes, it's Mrs. Pugsley folding the linen.
And?
And what?
There. Look. See, it's Titcomb.
Oh.
Titcomb! Come out here. We need to speak to you.
But why, Nigel?
Now.
Why on earth would he be helping Mrs. Pugsley?
Ed? What are you doing?
I'm not staying here. I'm leaving. Just going to get myself a drink and I'm out of here.
Oh, don't be silly.
I can't take
it. This is my fault. I shouldn't have let Emma
in. It's not just her. Why won't this cabinet open?
Well, who then?
It's all of you. That you all want something from me. Have you locked this?
I only want to help.
Have you locked it, Oliver?
Yes. We thought it was for the best.
What? Why?
Ed, you've obviously been drinking heavily.
So? I need a drink. Open the cabinet.
I really don't think that's wise. Now, come on. Everyone's gone. Let's go back through to the kitchen.
No!
Careful.
Just give me a bottle of something. I'll go.
I don't want you to go.
Yeah, well, I'm not staying.
Oh, for God's sake, Ed.
You don't get to tell me what to do, Oliver. I'm not going to be one of your projects. What's the point? I can get a drink somewhere else.
Look, where are you going?
Thanks for putting me up. I appreciate it.
No, Ed, wait.
I'll see you around.
Yeah, okay, okay. Have a drink. But there's one condition.
What?
You have to agree to stay for a few more days. It's the only way you're getting a drink in this house, but it's up to you.
You'll open the cabinet?
Yep.
And you're not going to try and stop me drinking?
Nope.
All right, then you've got a deal.
Good. Glad to hear it. What do you want?
Well, what you got?
Cheers, Jazza. Thanks for your help.
All right, Tom.
See you Monday.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
you
see you.
Afternoon, David.
Oh, hi, Tom. Ah, gotcha.
How's it going?
Oh, not bad. I'm just putting some new twine in the baler.
Bet you're pleased to have finally made a start, aren't you?
Well, you know, to be fair, Adam's done pretty well catching up with the cutting. I wasn't expecting to be in till next week.
Oh.
What about you?
Oh, yeah, just the usual.
Huh?
Got to go back up to the house now and clean the catering van. Ugh, haven't touched it since Monday.
Oh?
It's going to be filthy. Brenda's not finishing at Jack's until 6:30, so it's just going to be me. Still, it needs to be done. We've got another festival tomorrow.
Tom, are you sure you haven't been in the trailer?
Yeah, think I should know.
No, I know, but...
What?
Well, I'm sure when I passed by earlier, I saw the doors open.
No, couldn't have been.
I mean, I only noticed because I saw a fox running down the side. And then, of course, your car was out round in the yard.
Yeah, but, well, I've been working with the pigs all day.
Oh. Well, I don't know then. Perhaps it was Brian or Jennifer.
No. They don't have a key. I mean, the van's mine.
Well, I wasn't seeing things.
No.
Tom?
Yeah, right. Okay, well... I suppose we better go and check it out.
Jazza! What's up?
I'm all right. What about you,
pal? How are you feeling?
Hi, yeah.
That's a nice black eye you got there, man.
Huh?
Who gave you the kika?
Looks like they really did you over.
Do you know them?
Go, you guys, I'm fine. Don't worry, I gave as good as I got, eh?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I'll give you some too.
Where were you?
Yeah, that's it, right, Will.
Come on, Will.
Careful, you two.
What, you want a punch, do you?
Hey.
You want a punch?
Plant one on me.
Watch out.
I'll get you a punch.
Jazza, what did you hit him for?
I was knocking a boot. Sorry, man. You all right?
Yeah.
You can see what kind of a state he's in.
Didn't he hit him hard? You're okay, ain't you, pal?
Yeah, I didn't feel a thing.
You can get me back when you're better.
I'm going to get you back now.
Hey.
All right. Come on, let's get you sat doing it.
We want to know where you've been.
No, you don't.
Why, we do. We've been everywhere looking for you.
We spent hours and hours trying to find you.
You know, you didn't have to disappear like that. You could let me know where you were heading.
Okay, sorry.
No, we're not asking you to be sorry.
We were worried about you, pal.
We wanted to know you were okay.
Oh, thanks. I missed you.
So, where did you get to then? when you left my place.
So I need a drink.
Why did you leave all your things behind?
Do you want one? I'm not going to sit here drinking on my own.
Well...
Jazza, remember, you are driving me back.
You can have one. What's happened? You two got teetotal while I've been away.
Don't talk pish. Go on. Geezer beer.
Better. Fallon?
All right.
Excellent. I'll go get some more, eh?
Well, be fair, Caroline. I mean, Jazza did do an enormous amount to try and find him.
Yes, of course.
And surely it's a good thing for him to see his friends and... Well, the sooner it gets back into normal life, the better.
You're not listening, Oliver.
Yeah, and remember, once we get the nod from Environmental Health, it'll be all go with the dairy, eh?
That's not what I'm talking about. I want to help Ed, too. I'd love to see him sort himself out.
Well, what then?
Look, I know it's early days.
Yeah, it is.
But from what I've seen so far, I'm not sure Ed does want to get back into normal life. All he seems to care about is where the next drink's coming from.
Caroline, I told you.
I know.
I had to let him. He was going to leave if I didn't.
And that's my point.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, just think what he's been through.
He could barely walk last night.
And now he's back here amongst all the things he ran away from in the first place. I mean, it's not as if they've disappeared.
Yes, I know.
So of course he's going to look for something to help him through.
Oliver.
Darling, I'm sure as he settles back down here, things will start to improve.
Well, I hope you're right. But I've got to say, we know what Ed's like. I'm afraid you're being a bit naive.
You all right, people?
Oh, Ed. Hey, how are you getting on? Good to see Jazza and Fallon again.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, do you need something?
Just a few more beers. Is there any in the cupboard? Was there a problem?
No. Carry on. There should be some beer in the larder.
Top man.
Open, Ed. Huh? Yeah, take it easy, won't you? Damn it!
All right, Tom.
I don't believe it.
Come on, it's not that bad. Well, okay, so the potato oven's a write-off.
Completely.
But the rest of it's savable. Just need to pick the utensils up, put them back in the drawers, and the spray paint will scrub off.
You reckon?
Yeah. Well, with a bit of white spirit.
I would prefer my customers not to have to look at that word.
Yeah. Well, we'll get it sorted. Now, I suppose the first thing we ought to do is call the police.
No.
No?
Well, there's no point, is there? I know who did it.
Who?
There's this guy. He owns the catering franchise for the Borsetshire show. Well, he sent a bloke round on Monday to have a word with me.
Seriously?
Not that I can prove it. But, well, it's not the first time something like that's happened.
Tom.
Obviously, he doesn't think I got the message.
Then you've got to tell the police.
I can't.
Tom, this is serious. This is criminal damage.
And what good will that do, getting the police involved? That's not going to get me anywhere.
Well, it might stop this happening again.
I'm actually far more tempted to go round there now and have it out with the idiot.
Well, that'll do a lot of good, won't it?
I'm not scared of these people, David.
I didn't say you were, but letting yourself be provoked isn't going to help. You need to get the authorities involved.
No.
So, what, you're just going to carry on letting these people get away with it?
I'll have to pay more attention to the security of the van. Look, David, it's fine. I'm not going to let them beat me, okay?
I didn't, Jazza.
Oh, hate me.
I'm being straight. That's why I left my stuff at yours. I thought I was coming back, but Emma...
Yes?
She took everything from me.
You got beer on me.
I got no home. I got no family. My baby. She left me.
We know, mate.
It's like I figured, you know, if no one wants me here, screw them. It's not like you'll want a beer anyway.
We wanted you here, Ed. You hadn't lost us.
Yeah, well...
So you went to London then, eh?
London?
God, what a dump. There's too many people. None of them give a toss.
How long were you doing there for?
Not long. I went to Brighton.
Yeah, you said.
Yeah, that was better. That was all right. Sleep on the beach and get your head straight and... There's plenty of stuff going down there.
Doesn't it sound like you got your head that straight then?
Well, I did. I got it sorted. Third, fourth night, whatever. Didn't think about a scheming tart once.
Do you mean Emma?
Yeah, too right, Emma.
Okay.
She gets in your head, Fallon. You'll understand, Jazza. The way she looks at you, she's so... So delicate. You know, like she needs you, as if you're the only person in the world.
Well, that doesn't need MD, pal. At last you can look after herself.
And what about now? Have you got her out of your head?
I thought she loved me. I really thought it was me and her together.
Ed, did you hear what I said? How do you feel about Emma now?
Nothing. I don't feel anything.
You sure?
No, yeah. I couldn't care less about her. I want to come back here, otherwise would I?
Why did you come back?
I've gone into a bit of trouble. And some people down in Brighton, I pissed them off.
Yeah, I can't even believe that.
How come you got beaten up this time?
I didn't even know they were there until they started hitting me, alright?
Right.
Calm down, mate.
I was only asking.
What?
What?
What are you looking at me like that for?
I'm not looking at you like anything, pal.
You pass me that can, would you?
Jazzer, I'm going to have to go. My shift starts in 5 minutes.
Oh, there you are.
You're not dumping me, are you?
Rachel.
Jazzer's driving me. I won't go back in time otherwise.
I could come with you. We could have a session.
I don't reckon that's such a good idea.
Oh, come on. It'd be blinding.
No, Ed.
Why not?
Seriously, mate, I think you're better off staying here. We'll see you tomorrow, Ed.
Yeah, you'll be okay, Ed.
See you later, okay?
Yeah.
Fallon, Jazza, are you going now?
Hi, Oliver. Yeah, we're off.
Well, thanks for coming. Is everything okay?
Yeah, thanks. Look, we were just saying, it's all right if we come and visit tomorrow.
By all means. I mean, this is his home. Well, at least for the time being.
It's good of you, man. Bet on his ain't da.
How did you find him?
Well,
He's,
He was never going to be great, was he?
Jazza! Jazza! Wait, don't go.
I told you, you're not coming.
I need to talk to you.
Hey, careful.
Easy, pal.
No, it's important.
No, we've really got to go. Oh, Ed! Oh,
goodness, are you all right, eh?
Did you hurt yourself?
What's going on now? What's happened?
Ed slipped on the stairs.
Come on, up you get. How many have you had?
I'm sorry, do you need us to help?
No, it's fine.
No.
Probably best if you go, you know.
You sure?
Yeah, sure. Don't you worry.
Well, thanks, Oliver.
Wait, Jasmine, wait.
Take care of yourself, mate.
Bye.
See you, Caroline. Yeah.
No!
Come on your feet.
I need to speak to Jazza.
Let's get you upstairs.
Get off me!
Hey!
Look, let go of me!
Oliver, leave him.
Yeah, okay.
I want to speak to my mate, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Oh, Oliver.
It's okay. He's just...
paralytic. We can't live with him like this.
We'll find a way.
How?
He just needs time.
If he carries on like this, I don't see how we're ever going to cope.
Wait, Jazza, hold on.
What are you doing, man? Get back inside.
No, I need your help. I need you to get me something,
Jazza,
eh?
We have to go.
It won't take long. Come on, mate.
I don't know.
I'm going to be late.
I just want to have a word with Jazza. What is everyone's problem with that?
Fallon.
It's almost 6 now.
I'll only be a minute. Get in the car.
Right.
Ed.
Oh, cheers, mate. She can be pretty heavy sometimes.
Look, whatever it is you're on, I'm not sure it's a good idea. I'm serious.
No, I know what I'm doing. Look, I need something. I'm not handling being back here.
What is it you're on, anyway?
Crack.
Oh, man.
Look, don't do that. Just score me some, will you?
But I'll tell you what. I'll get you some weed.
No, I don't want weed. Look, come on, mate. Be a friend. Get me some, will you?
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.